that this promise of the land to Abraham is either repeated or referred to, because it's part of the Mosaic Covenant. And here's the way you can think of it. It's sort of, but not exactly, but sort of like the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Most Americans are totally unaware of what I'm about to tell you, sadly. But we have a Constitution, we have a Bill of Rights. The Constitution was ratified June 21st, 1788. At that time, there was no Bill of Rights. And some of the founders refused to sign on because of that fact. But some others, and enough others, signed on to ratify the Constitution because they were given an agreement, given their word, that there would then later be a Bill of Rights. But that Bill of Rights was not ratified until December 15th of 1791. And you can do the math there. 3.5 years. No prophetic significance, but that's pretty interesting. 3.5 years. Now, that was out of necessity, that the Constitution and Bill of Rights are interconnected, and they were ratified within 4 years, 3.5 years of each other. Well, the same way the Abrahamic and Mosaic were interconnected, but separated by a long period. We talk about the dispensations having overlap, and this is an example of that. There's the Abrahamic covenant and the Mosaic covenant. The Abrahamic covenant was ratified between God and Abraham, and it was a unilateral covenant. Abraham was just the receiver of it. And that was in 1920 BC. Then in 1490 BC, Moses was the man that God made the covenant with Israel with and through. Now, the nation of Israel agreed to it, but Moses was the ratifier on the other end where Abraham had been. Now, it's a continuation. The Mosaic law included the promise to Abraham, but it has been temporarily suspended twice. It'll never be annulled, but it was suspended in the Babylonian captivity of which we're reading now in the book of Daniel. From 606 to 536 BC, God took them off the land, and they were stuck in Babylon. Some were scattered to other places, and the rest were killed. That was because they, as a nation, were in apostasy. Then we saw the diaspora, and that was from 70 to 1948 AD. That was the second time. Now God has, since 1948, officially, there's a nation of Israel, and God is bringing the people back. And I believe people say, well, how, you know, they're still coming back in clumps and groups and then some kind of sprinkling in. It's all setting up for the rapture. And I'm telling you that when the rapture happens, the United States of America will become Germany, 1930. If you don't believe me, go to gab.ai and just spend a little time on that social media. The Jew-hating Americans, let alone the Europeans and others, are on these other social media sites freely calling for the death of Jews and calling for us to banish all Jews from our country and everything. They're out there by the thousands.
Wasn't that just the unsafe hating on more of the unsafe?
No. No, it's a whole different animal. You have, there's something special about the hatred of the Jews. And here it is. Every Gentile alive, I mean, the Gentiles really are of no real consequence. We're just kind of part of the story. But if Satan could destroy the Jews, then that would destroy the Bible. The Bible's a lie. The Bible says that God is going to have a nation in Israel of Jews with a temple. And if he can destroy them before that, then he just made God a liar. And that's why it's a special hatred. Satan wants to destroy the Jews in order to thwart the prophecies. It's the same reason Satan motivated Herod to kill all the children 2 years and under in Bethlehem and the surrounding areas in the slaughter of the innocents. If he could have done that and Jesus would have been among them, he would have made God a liar and thwarted the whole program. Yeah, Johnny?
I would just comment I venture to say another reason that Satan hates the Jews so much is and the land, and wants the land, because those are two things that God has specifically set aside for himself.
Yeah.
So I think that's another
that plays into it. That's absolutely. Yeah.
Because I guess home you put up a sign that says don't do this.
Yeah.
We'll do it. So God said, this is my land, and so Satan wants it.
Yeah. But I tell you, you study what's going on with the Jews, well, for 2,000 years. On the one hand, it is obvious that it's a fulfillment of prophecy. They cried out and said, his blood be upon us and our children. Yeah. And they have suffered the atrocities. But it's just like with Judas. Okay, somebody had to be Judas, but Jesus said, woe unto that man. Yeah. And the stupid Gentiles who are doing these things to the Jews, God said it was going to happen, but woe unto all these stupid Gentiles doing it. If you come against the Jews, you're an idiot. You're a fool.
Well, if people don't believe the book, they're not going to really care one way or the other.
Well, that's the only reason anybody with any sense would do that is that they don't believe the Bible.
Right. I mean, those people online, the first thing I do is I bring up Scripture, and they just...
Most of the time, they're like Steven Anderson. They claim to believe the Bible, but they're blind, spiritually blind. Steven Anderson and Tex Mars and those guys are spiritually blind. They claim to be Bible believers. So a lot of times you even have them quoting Scripture, but if you don't respect the dispensations...
Right, yeah, they all trip up on dispensations.
Yeah. Amen. So the Abrahamic covenant remains intact and will be fulfilled in the millennium. You don't... Anybody watching this doesn't and listen to this, you don't like the Jews and you don't think they have a right to the land, you're going to get over it. They are going to have not only what they have today, they're going to have the West Bank, they're going to have Gaza, they're going to go all the way over to Transjordan, they're going to go all the way over to the river in Egypt. You can see maps lined out. They're going to have exactly what God said they're going to have. And it's the purpose of Jesus as Christ to fulfill the Mosaic law. Jesus said in Matthew 5:17, think not that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I came not to destroy, but to fulfill. And then John the Apostle wrote in 1:17, John chapter 1, verse 17, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. So this holy covenant is a fulfillment of the Mosaic covenant, and it includes the Abrahamic covenant. The Abrahamic covenant, it has never been annulled, as I said earlier. Look over at Luke chapter 1. We'll close this thing up here in a minute. But Luke chapter 1, a very interesting prophetic word, beginning of verse 67. John the Baptist's father, Zacharias, was filled with the Holy Ghost and prophesied, saying, verse 68, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people, and hath raised up an horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. Amen. Verse 70, as he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and... to remember his holy covenant. So that holy covenant back in Daniel 11, we saw from Daniel 9, is the reference to the Mosaic covenant. But the Mosaic covenant includes the Abrahamic covenant. He goes on the next verse, the oath which he swore to our father Abraham, that he would grant unto us, that we being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And thou, child, shalt be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit and was in the deserts till the day of his showing unto Israel. Love that. Johnny?
Question is, Do you think, because when I read in Revelation there about the deadly wound, it still feels to me like that doesn't necessarily mean he died, because it seems special that God would, every time he mentions it, he refers to it as a deadly wound and not he died.
Well, Jesus was wounded for our transgressions. Wound, when it's with deadly. I'll say it again. Wounded to death. Not just deadly wound, it's also said to be wounded to death. If I beat you to death, you're dead. Now, Johnny, if you would like, I'll demonstrate. But Johnny's asking a great question. It's important that you get that clear, because it's just something people are always bringing up and saying, you know, well, I don't think the Antichrist is really going to die. Well, you know, he's a counterfeit Christ. And you know what? I think he's going to be a real good counterfeit. Yeah. There's a reason why the whole world's going to go after this guy, except for a remnant. And that resurrection will do the job. Yeah. You know, I don't care how good you make the economy, that's not going to make people worship you. And people, for years, it's funny, on one hand, they'll even say it's hard for them to understand and accept that the people they see that are unsaved, if the rapture happened today, those are the very people who are going to worship a man. Yeah. Well, if you would just give it up and accept what the Bible says, you're talking about a man who's going to die and be resurrected. That's why they'll worship him. And if you won't accept that, then it's always going to be hard for you to understand how people are going to worship him, because no one's worthy of worship, even if they've got the Trump economy. Doug?
Which is like, I don't know that chapter and verse right off the bat, but I'm thinking of Moses and possibly Elijah. You know, they die in the street for 3 days.
Well, they're called the two witnesses, but I believe you're right. They are Moses and Elijah, the law and the prophets. They're going to die and be resurrected. Amen. Mark? Speak loud.
God always offers the truth to his son. The devil always offers the truth.
Yeah. Yeah. We could go on and on all night talking about the real thing God gave and the counterfeit. And it's just constant with Satan.
Left his glory. is coming soon. We are going to see the King. The rapture is coming soon. We are going to see the King. The rapture is coming soon. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to see the King.
And a banquet's waiting there.
A banquet's waiting there. We are going to see the King. A banquet's waiting there. We are going to see the King. A banquet's waiting there. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are going to see the King.
Jesus is waiting there.
Tested and like the prophet, my
Solid King James Bible preaching and teaching, along with the encouragement of the psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, tune in to our internet radio station available every day, 24 hours a day, at bbfohioradio.com. Join listeners from over 150 nations, all 50 U.S. states, and other U.S. territories who are tuning in and receiving free Bible teaching at bbfohioradio.com.